Hello.
Yes, good morning. This is the Arizona Sports Front Desk.
Crass.
Wake up call.
Thank you.
Maloney, she doesn't drive. She swims us through the rough waters of the wake-up call.
So our own John Gambadoro tweeted about the future of Chris Paul last night. He said that he wants to be back and they want him back and that he is fairly certain it will all get figured out. Although the Suns can't talk to him until August 2nd and that you can expect them to do things the right way. He added that he's positive James Jones will put the organization or will not put the organization in jeopardy of penalties or fines.
Saturday night is July 31st. He has to announce by August 1st whether or not he's picking up his option. And it sounds like he's not. And that could go two ways. He can sign anywhere he wants or sign an extension with the Phoenix Suns. And it sounds like the latter, which makes you feel pretty good.
Yeah, something tells me that James Jones and the Phoenix Suns had long conversations with Chris Paul before the end of this season.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of today, every NFL training camp will be open, in session, with players having reported and preparing for Wednesday's practices.
However, they don't hit because they're still in a five-day acclimation period.
Yeah, once again, for the record, it used to be 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes to stretch before you get your face blown off. By the way, here's your mouth guard.
Big news out of Tokyo this morning. USA Gymnastics released a statement stating Simone Biles has withdrawn from the team final competition due to a medical issue. She will be assessed daily to determine medical clearance for future competitions.
Listen, there's nothing I know less about, I think, than nuclear physics, and number two would be gymnastics. So I do know what that woman means to the country and the sacrifice that she has gone through in order to be at the level she's at, and her athleticism is unbelievable. So I just feel terrible for someone who seems like a great person, but I don't know anything about it. All I know is the U.S. Women's National Team in gymnastics, I don't know if that's what you call it, supposedly looked terrible from what I've read, but I don't know if they should have been good.
I
should stop talking.
They did win silver.
They did? Okay,
they
I should stop.
Silver.
I should stop talking.
Yes.
I don't know
won,
what I'm talking
Yeah,
about.
Right. They won silver, but what a big blow to the Americans with Simone Biles not able to go and just watching her, too.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Patrick Peterson discussed Chandler Jones's future on the All Things Covered podcast. He said he doesn't think Chandler will get traded, but that he won't be surprised if he does if the right deal comes up.
Wow. You know what? Honestly, I don't think Chandler Jones is going to be traded, Ron Wolfley reporting. I don't think he is going to be traded. Maybe midway through the season or before the trade deadline, maybe there's a possibility if, in fact, things aren't going well. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think Chandler Jones is going to play, and he's going to get paid.
I think he is going to be. I totally believe he's going to be traded. I'm about 95% sure he's going to be traded.
Wow.
However, I'm saying it within the exact same confines as your answer. I think he's going to be traded at the trade deadline because I think the Arizona Cardinals are going to be about average and they're going to realize it at some point in this division. It's not going well, and you might as well get something for Chandler Jones before the season ends.
I think your percentage is a little high.
Okay, 94 then. Coming up next, we take a look at exactly what's the most important thing, the one this morning, and that is training camp begins in hours. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.